Well, I got to ask you, here we are just hours away from it basically now. Are you excited for it to be here? Are you excited for all of the media and stuff to be over? Are you what's going through your mind right now as we get so close to it?
Well, obviously, it's going to be such an exciting day for my family and I that I'm looking very much to it. I'm kind of looking forward to the moment where I can just sit back in a chair and look down at the jersey that I'm wearing and take a big breath and know what organization I could possibly go to.
All of this media attention that you've been getting, the questions, the TV, the radio, are you happy with that? I mean, are you happy to do it, or are you just as soon ready to say goodbye to all of this?
Well, of course, I'm happy with it. I think any kid's dream growing up is to be going to the NHL and to be ranked as high as I am. It's obviously a true honor. And I'm really just taking everything in, you know, having fun with the media experience rather than putting it down and being annoyed with it.
I kind of asked, we've been talking to a lot of the guys, and I guess a question for you I want to ask is, when did you get the sense, or when did you believe that maybe this was all possible? I think every kid plays hockey growing up, and yeah, we all want to play in the NHL. When did it really kind of sink in that this was a reality for you?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten that question a couple of times. I think for me, it was last year, my rookie season. You know, it took me 12 games to actually get my first OHL goal. And I sat down with my head coach, and it was really just the day where I clicked in that, you know, this NHL dream can now possibly be a goal for myself rather than a dream. And after that, I just kept on working on the little things, and I kept on getting better.
Now, your dad was a player, right? Tell us about your dad, Paul.
Yeah, my dad played for the University of Vermont. He was there for 4 years. He captained for 2 of the years. Played with John LeClair. You know, he was more of a rushing defenseman, fighter type of player, so not the really the player I am, but he still taught me a lot growing up as a kid.
Was he captain material? What kind of a guy was he?
Yeah, you know, he always says that he was a pretty vocal guy off the ice, but he always tried to get the huge hit or something like that. You know, he wasn't much of a goal scorer, but he was very fast, and he'd like to try to hip check guys over the boards all the time, so he says.
Yeah, so he says, right?
Yeah.
Do you have are you the of the same makeup? Do you see a lot of your dad in the way you play, at least like you say, different position, but in that captaincy type of a makeup to your game?
Yeah, you know, I try to be that way. I try to be both vocal and lead by example on the ice. You know, my whole life, my dad's always taught me about being passionate, intense, you know, making the sacrifices. And I think with my type of game, you know, I'm very, very much intense and very passionate with the sport. So I think it's the same characteristics as my dad has.
Is it kind of difficult, maybe when you're 17 years old or 16 or 17, to be that kind of a leader, to come into an Ontario Hockey League with guys that are 18 and 19 and be that kind of a leader? Is that a difficult thing?
Well, it's definitely a little bit of an adjustment. You know, coming to an OHL team that has 20-year-olds and on the team and overagers, where I'm just a 16-year-old kid. It took probably, you know, 15, 20 games to actually get comfortable and be able to speak up in the dressing room. But after that happened, after the comfort level was there, you know, I embraced it all, and I thought I was a pretty good leader even in my rookie season as well.
Everyone, and again, I know you've been asked, and I almost feel guilty asking you all these questions, but it's a lot about you and Taylor Hall. Do you at all feel like you've been shortchanged a little bit in that? I mean, Taylor has had the stage of the World Juniors, and Taylor has had the back-to-back Memorial Cup runs. You haven't gotten that. Do you almost feel like you're at a disadvantage that way, in spite of being the number one ranked guy coming in by Central Scouting?
I try not to look at it that way, you know. Obviously, he's only 2 or 3 months older than me, but still had that whole year on me. So I made it a little easier on him just to go on experiences like the World Junior Camp and where I kind of went in blind. He knew what to expect, but you know, not taking anything away from Taylor. He's an amazing player, and he's just as good of a guy off the ice. And I think we had a pretty healthy competition this year. We made each other better on the ice, and I think in the end we still want the same NHL dream. But you know, I try not to break it down into little things like that. I just try to go out there, love the game, and have fun.
Not that you need competition, but was that maybe part of the outstanding season that you had, knowing that it was your draft year, and that because there have been some guys, they've been number one without any kind of, they were clear cut number one guy. This competition between you and Taylor, did that help you on the ice this year?
I really think it did. You know, even I mean, just because of the teams we played on, Plymouth and Windsor, they're, you know, backdoor rivals. We play each other with preseason probably like 13 times this year, so we see a lot of each other. And then without, and on top of all that team stuff, you know, we both want to win the scoring race, so we tied in that. And then the top it off, we're both in the same NHL draft year. So I think it definitely was a pretty big of a little competition game going on all season. But in the end, yeah, it made us both better on the ice, I think.
Chatting with Tyler Seguin, ranked number one heading into the draft in Los Angeles here on the Fan 960 and fan960.com. Tell me about your coach, Mike Vellucci. I like to ask these guys, what has he done for your game? Granted, you've played the 1 year and that, but is this guy, how has he made you better?
Yeah, you know, Mike's a great guy on and off the ice. You know, he's a pretty decent guy off the ice. We can joke around with him. And then on the ice, he's the type of coach that will pull you aside and correct you if you're right or wrong. And, you know, I like the way he conducts it. It's usually just one-on-one talks. I've had a lot of meetings with Mike Vellucci about my own personal game, and he's really helped show me that, you know, to go to the next level, you have to be able to mature with your game and work on little things like, for myself, my defensive zone coverage with not cheating offensively and little things like that, being a centerman that I am.
You created quite a stir at the NHL Combine. Were you prepared for that, for the reaction that you got? You knew you were in good shape and you were ready to go, but you had to have been a little impressed by the wow factor you seemed to bring out at the Combine.
Yeah, that was nice. You know, it was a nice, just a little extra thing to show, like, you know, a little that my work's paid off, I guess you could say. I mean, right after we lost the Windsor, so obviously we were pretty upset by that, and I just hit the gym after that. I just had a program that I follow, and then kind of Fridays and Thursdays, I just add in the extra combine test stuff to make sure I went in there and showed that I had a good workout off the ice.
It's kind of the way you have to be conditioned now, right? You look at so many, especially watching the way Chicago was, young guys, but if you're not in great shape, you get into round four of the Stanley Cup playoffs, you have to be. Has conditioning always been easy for you, or been something that you've appreciated that you had to do?
I think just that conditioning's been, you know, in my life since as long as I can remember, that it's almost just, it just comes with it. But I think with hockey, you know, not only is a training business, but you have to be good on and off the ice. You know, they want the complete package if you're going to the NHL. So yeah, you can have talent on the ice, but you also have to, you know, have that work ethic and that drive off the ice.
It's a lot about Boston and Edmonton for you right now. What's your take on both cities, both teams? I know you've had extensive visits with both.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really just a win-win. You know, I don't think you can go wrong in either organization. You know, I visited Boston 2 weeks ago, and it's just a beautiful city. You know, they have some great players there. And then I'm heading out to Edmonton in 2 days, actually. And I'll check it out there. I heard it's a great place. You know, it's a Canadian city. It's a hockey town. So I know you can't go anything wrong there as well.
Either way, you're going to be playing in a hockey market. Is that something that that you look forward to? It can be tough. I know talking to guys like Luke Shen and that, you go to a hockey market, and sometimes it can be difficult. Do you think you have that mental makeup, that strength that you need to be able to handle the media pressure, the fan pressure in a market like either Boston or Edmonton?
Yeah, you know, I think I do. Just coming into this year, I wasn't really used to the spotlight. And then kind of halfway through the year, about a quarter into the year, I got thrown with all the spotlight of the draft and all this media attention. And I thought that just showing how I could do at the next level this year, I really handled it well. I adapted, and I was still able to produce on the ice, points-wise, winning-wise, whatever it may be, even with the media pressure. So I like to say, you know, I have good adaptation level, and I could really carry that into the next league. Hopefully that I could earn a spot.
I know you were on Hockey Night in Canada a little while ago. When you take a step back, and I'm sure at night when you're kind of getting ready for bed, with Don Cherry and Hockey Night in Canada, it might not be very much longer, and that's just going to be regular life for you. Have you been able to appreciate what your life is about to become?
I think I'll more appreciate it, you know, after everything's said and done. You know, my dream was to make the NHL and win a Stanley Cup one day. I think once I'm, you know, a couple of years in the NHL, hopefully, and have a house there, you know, actually get settled down, that's when I'll kind of take everything all in. But that being said, you know, seeing Don Cherry there on Coach's Corner, Hockey Night Canada, was definitely one heck of an experience.
Why should Tyler Seguin be taken at number one?
Oh, the classic question. I always just like to say my improvement level for starters. You know, just the way I've improved. I came in the OHL. I was ranked 9th overall, and it took me 15 games to get my first OHL goal. But then I really just kind of took off. This year I doubled my goals. You know, I think I'm both a playmaker and a goal scorer, and I can play center and wing. So I like to show that I could be diverse, because, you know, when you go on the NHL, you could really play forward, center, or center, wing, D, you know, penalty killer, whatever it may be. And I like to show that I'm a very diverse player and would play anywhere.
And here's another one that I know you've never been asked before. How important is it to go number? I know it's, but is it? Does it, will it burn you if you don't go number one? Is that something that's going to disappoint you a little bit in, you know, down the road a bit?
Oh, of course not. You know, even just I was in Philly for game 4, and Halsey and I talked to Patrick Kane, and we, you know, talked to him about him going first overall, and he says he looks back in the now, and who's going to remember that? The only people are going to remember is that Kane is winning the Stanley Cup here this year, and which he ended up doing. So I really don't think, you know, obviously I'm a hockey player. I want to be the best. I want to go first overall. But if I don't, you know, it's not the end of the world. So I think just going to any organization in the first round is quite the honor.
Can you play next year? Is that the goal? National Hockey, Bruins or Oilers, whatever it is, you play there next year?
Yeah, you know, that's my goal. I'm confident in my skills, and I think I always have great off season. So, you know, adding another 8 to 10 pounds this summer and talking with whatever team I go to, hopefully I can get the right opportunity and earn a spot.
How many times is walking down the stairs, getting that jersey on and stepping on the podium, how many times has that gone through your mind by now?
Well, I keep getting questions like if I'm going to fold the hat or if I'm going to take cardboard out of the hat and all this stuff. But I haven't thought about, you know, those details too much, really. I'm just going to go all at it one step at a time and have as much fun with it as I can.
Get that new suit, right?
Yeah, I got the suit done.
Good for you, man. Well, congratulations. I think you've handled all of this. I think it's a unique one where, for the first time in a while, there's some real debate at number one, and I think it's great for you to be. You didn't get World Juniors, and you didn't have that playoff run, but you're still ranked number one. And here's hoping that. Well, I was going to say, from a Flames perspective, maybe here's going you number two. But best of luck to you. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.